Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, meeting breaks. Meeting breaks are easy to schedule and do once we know the basics. And this cast lays out the basics quickly and easily. Here we go. Well, this is one of those casts I think... We never thought we'd do, right?
This,
like everybody else, we assume that everybody else knows this. And if they know it, then they do things the most effective way they possibly can. But you and I have been at some meetings recently, and we've observed how they handled breaks. And it kind of surprised us, right? I mean, not in a bad way. We just felt we weren't doing our jobs because we haven't shared this with folks before.
Well, I don't know. It was kind of a bad way. Okay, come on. We were in the meeting and we're like, why aren't they doing a break? And do they really think they can get through the whole day without a break? And I remember asking a senior person there, I said, why no breaks? This is all day. He said, well, we just figured it'd be faster if we, you know, cut out the breaks. Well, it goes back to Mike Swenson, our friend's old saying, which is, you know, I think it comes from Stephen Covey, right? Go slow to go fast when it comes to people. And you need breaks.
You need breaks. But there's an effective way to have breaks, and we'd like to share that with folks.
Yes. People are surprised when they see our all-day meetings. They're surprised when we lead a half-day meeting, not a presentation, but a half-day meeting, and we schedule breaks in the agenda. And people think we overmanage our agendas, but people are amazed that we start on time and finish on time, and everybody says, wow, I'm as energetic now as I was at the beginning of the day. And a big part of that is breaks. So there are some basics, and we're going to lay them out. We have 8 points, but they're all fairly short. So this shouldn't be, well, it might be a long cast. I don't know. 8 major points, and they are, if your meeting lasts 2 hours or longer, you need a break in there. Number 2, the general rule, though, for scheduling breaks is once per hour, regardless of what anybody else says. Number 3, morning breaks can be 90 minutes apart. You can stretch it a little bit in the morning, but afternoon breaks, number 4, afternoon breaks are best left to 60 minutes. And there's a temptation in afternoon breaks to go longer or skip, and we don't recommend it. You actually can go 2 hours in the morning if you're doing an all-day meeting, if everybody's moving around a lot, which unfortunately rarely happens in meetings, but if you're doing it, you can get away with 2 hours. Standard break length is 10 or 15 minutes. And folks, we found that less or more than that is ineffective. You can do energizers for afternoon breaks. We won't really talk about energizers, but we'll just suggest that they're a different way of handling breaks. And then lastly, number 8, how do you deliver a break? And that means 3 things, doing 3 things well. You start it, you state the end time for the break, and then you start at that end time. You start up your meeting again at the end time, no matter what, no matter how many people are in the room. That's it, 8 points.
Only 8 points, good, okay. So point 1, meeting 2 hours or longer, need a break. I mean, that must have something to do with our normal recommendations of meetings going 90 minutes, right? It's just biology, right? And physiology. If you go longer than 90 minutes, we found that effectiveness is degraded. And so yeah, it makes sense. You know, 2 hours actually seems like a long time.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is this. When you say a meeting can be 90 minutes, then people say, oh, well, if I can go 90 minutes, I'll just stretch it. It's amazing the feeling of let's just stress it or stretch it. I see meetings that remind me of you're in my time as lieutenants where, oh, it's a 5-day exercise. All the officers will stay up for 5 straight days. And everybody wondered why planning broke down after day 4.5, right? It's because decisions were being made poorly because nobody had slept or had gotten an hour's worth of sleep a night. Yeah. So what they do is they say, well, 2 hours, I don't need a break. If 90 minutes is good, then 2 hours, I can make it. And that's just wrong, okay? People get uncomfortable physically, attention wanders, and so on. The very things that cause people to schedule longer meetings, things like lack of preparation, lack of pre-wiring, lack of an agenda, lack of leadership, lack of time management, are also the very things that make the later part of any meeting completely useless to the person who wants that extra time. If you're scheduling a 2-hour meeting, first of all, we'd suggest starting by wrestling it into 90 minutes by using our effective meetings guidelines, which is a podcast that came out about 4 years ago. Okay. Have an agenda, manage your time, etc. But okay, you know, this cast is about breaks. So if you're not willing to do that and you really want to accomplish something other than having everybody feel silently frustrated by yet another meeting that they've wasted, then give them a break after 60 minutes if you're going to have a two-hour meeting. I know you're thinking 90 minutes you can go, so what's another 30 minutes? The problem is those last 30 minutes after that 90 minutes are just wasted. Worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just – people just are screaming to get out of there. If you give them a 10-minute break at the top of the hour, at the end of the first hour, they'll tolerate the second hour just fine, and you'll get 2 hours worth of value out of a two-hour meeting. And we include – we're not saying you get an hour and 15 minutes worth of value. You get 2 hours worth of value because that 10-minute break gives people all kinds of energy to come back and be effective in that second hour. And look, it's even simpler than this. Don't just schedule some all-morning or all-afternoon meeting and not schedule a break. Literally, if you do that, you might as well throw away that last hour, whether it's the morning hour or the afternoon. And if it's an all-day meeting, you might as well throw away the last 2 hours. You know, if you make decisions during those times, they're unlikely to be great decisions. Or there'll be decisions that people make them because they want to be done, right? For those of you who are going to say, but wait, it's at the end of those long meetings that I'm scheduling that we make all of our decisions. We would say it's not the word long in there that's the driver. In other words, making it long actually gives people time to make the decisions. It's the word end. If you give somebody 90 minutes to make a decision, they're going to make it. If you give them 4 hours, they'll also make it. And in both cases, they'll make it at the end of the meeting. If you give them 4 hours without a break, though, they'll make the same decisions they would likely have made in 90 minutes at a cost of a wasted 2.5 hours. If you don't have breaks, that extra 2.5 hours is waste. And it's not only waste in terms of a decision that doesn't change because the discussion becomes ineffective and inefficient, rambling, and nobody's monitoring the group, and the group doesn't get refreshed, and so people just aren't crisp. It also costs money, right? If you waste 2.5 hours in a meeting, and let's say for a moment, let's use the old meeting clock concept. If 10 people are in a meeting and their salaries average out to roughly $75,000 a year, that's roughly $950 before benefits that was wasted in that meeting. 5 people making $100,000 average in a meeting wasted $625. If you do one of these meetings every other week, right, just two a month, over the course of the year, we're throwing away either $23,000 or $16,000 in lost salary, which is, according to the math of salaries, essentially lost productivity. It's waste. And we do that in order to save 10 minutes an hour, which, by the way, if you've ever done a 10-minute break, they go pretty fast. You don't feel like you lose a whole lot. And basically what happens is we end up sacrificing effectiveness on the altar of efficiency or speed, and that is generally a bad call.
So what if it's a 2-hour meeting, right? You said it didn't make sense to have a 2-hour meeting, go 90 minutes, schedule 10 minutes and then have 20 minutes at the end.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh gosh. Yeah. That'll kill people, right? If you let them go an hour and 30 minutes, so it's 90 minutes now, and they know the meeting is scheduled to be done in 30 more minutes, you don't want to give them a break then.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Then, right, you're going to give them a 10-minute break and you know what everybody's going to say? No, let's just go.
Let's drive through. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they want to be done. They don't want to make a good decision. They want to be done. So look, what you do if it's a 2-hour meeting, you have a 10-minute break on the agenda at the 1-hour mark. They'll love you. They'll actually probably finish sooner. And what's more important, you get better decisions and better actions coming out of that meeting.
Yeah, interesting. So kind of implies that you have to have thought about when you're going to have breaks before you start the meeting.
No, you think?
Yeah, like you'd almost have an agenda. Okay, so
And look, can I just say something about agendas? Look,
sure.
We joke about that, right? We joke about agendas. We consider agendas and meeting management to be a core professional skill. It is. In your career, you have to be able to run good meetings. There are some exceptions. There are people who are just brilliant and gifted and so on. And look, you're not one of them. And neither is Mike and neither am I. There are some people that are just naturally good at that kind of stuff and can whip a crowd up for 3 or 4 hours. But 99.9999% of the people in the world are not that person. And, you know, they're not Winston Churchill, and 99.9% of the people are not Bill Gates or Jack Welch. So all of these breaks come within the context of effective meetings and the need for an agenda. If you're struggling, gee, I don't do agendas now, can I do breaks? Yes, you can. You can simply say, look, it's been about an hour, why don't we take a quick 10-minute break? And you could follow step 8 here, which is how to start and stop a, a break based on the clock, and you'll be fine. But we would like to suggest that going to the next level means having an agenda, following those effective meeting guidelines, because this is your career and it's going to happen. And when you get higher in your career, if you don't know how to handle a meeting, other executives, your peers, and people who may well outrank you are going to show disrespect by wandering in out of your meeting, because clearly you don't know how to run a meeting. And so it must not be important enough to tell people what you're going to do and when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it.
It seems like we talk about 90 minutes and 2 hours and all, seems a little bit complicated. Is there a general rule for scheduling breaks? How often?
Yeah, we started with that 2 hour rule to help everybody think, okay, how long can I go without one? Because that's so many of us try to schedule meetings without breaks. And we thought we would just meet the audience where everyone lives, which is why I don't do breaks now. So how long can I go? But if you want the general rule, it's simple. Schedule a 10-minute break every hour. If you believe in the idea of breaks, it's simple. Do one every hour. Now, let me be even more clear. If you wonder whether or not you should believe, like right now you're listening and you say, I don't really believe in them, I think I got to be more efficient by just going, blowing through it. Well, don't invite me to your meeting. No, I'm kidding. If that's the case, then try meetings with breaks and see if it's not better. I mean, life is a little bit of an experiment anyway, and see what happens. And if it turns out better, then you'll believe.
Yeah. Well, we feel pretty strongly about this, right? We've been doing the management trinity training to clients for forever, right? We used to do it in 4 days.
Right. 4 days, right? Years ago when we started just with clients, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we did our effective manager conferences and we figured, well, look, we can't take 4 days. We're going to cram it down into 2 days. So we crammed it into 2 days.
Right.
Right. And then this year, because of the economy, we decided that we were going to try to reduce people's travel costs, reduce the expenses, et cetera. So we boiled it all down to 1 day.
And yeah, it's 2009, right? 2009, right. Tough economy. Yeah.
And after all that, we're still doing breaks every hour.
Yeah. We get comments every single time. We stand up in front of the group and we run our meetings the way we eat our own dog food. We walk our own talk and people say, thanks for the breaks. And they kind of look at the agenda. People look at the agenda and they're surprised how precise it is. And you just follow it because it's professional, that you ought to be respectful of other professionals' times, right? It doesn't matter how much more stuff you have to do. Breaks are necessary about once an hour. Believe it or not, and this is probably hard if you're not doing breaks now, it's hard to believe this, but in our experience, and look, all the studies show it as well, there's nothing lost by taking a break. You're going to discover a fresher audience when you come back. They're going to come back with more energy. They're going to require less manhandling, and it's going to be easier to get to your goal, right? And then it boils down to, okay, well, how do I do it, Mark? How do I do it, Mike? Well, you write down your agenda in advance. You know, we encourage you, again, follow our guidance for agendas. Write down your agenda in advance, and every hour, put a break on there, 10 minutes long.
That's a good point, right? I mean, that's a good point. The agenda doesn't show topic one going from 9 to 10, and then topic two going from 10 to 12, for example. And then somehow you try to figure out how to fit breaks in there. The break is actually part of the agenda. It's on the agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 Most people think of an agenda as I have three topics, right? That's not an agenda, right? You have an agenda is something with start and stop times for every, you know, I think this will take 30 minutes and I'll take this 45. And I think the reason most people don't do agendas is because they don't know how long should it be. And what we've discovered is, for most topics, unless you think it's going to be an all-day thing, in which case you probably ought to add subtopics, if you say 45 minutes or you say an hour, it won't matter. The decision is going to be made in the last 5 minutes because of Parkinson's law. Work expands to fill the time allotted to do it, right? Now, people are thinking, you know, if they've not done breaks, I need that 10 minutes. But folks, we're telling you, we mentioned biology and physiology earlier, right? If you don't schedule a break, your audience is going to take one right in front of you anyway in about 90 minutes or 60 minutes, and you're just not going to, they're just going to be ineffective. You're going to see it as a group not making progress, either on the training you're delivering or on the lesson you're delivering or the planning you're doing in the meeting or the decision you want to have happen in the meeting or the discussion you're having or the briefing you're having. So that's why we recommend it. And here's a way of thinking differently about it for some of you that might think, okay, I'm not sure I'm an agenda person, right? So thinking of it this way, rather than managing the time you have, think about managing the energy your audience or group or team has to accomplish the objective you got, right? Far better to let them get their energy back than to hold on to that 10 minutes you might have lost, right? And then have them go through that 10 minutes with no energy, which essentially leads to creativity. Energy and creativity are related, right? If they don't have any energy to achieve that goal, it's as if you lost the 10 minutes anyway. So you might as well give it to them in a break.
Right. Do you have to artificially modify your agenda to get breaks done at the top of the hour? I know a lot of folks, for whatever reason, meetings I go to, they seem to naturally think of having breaks at the top of the hour every hour for some reason.
Yeah, look, the rule is an hour. But look, if you have an hour and 15-minute discussion, you can't figure out how to get this one discussion topic in less than an hour and 15 minutes. Okay, take an hour and 15 minutes. And now, don't use hour and 15 minutes as a rule, because that last 15 minutes is going to be harder. But look, if you start the meeting at the top of the hour, you can have a break in the middle of topic one. You can have topic one go from, let's say it's a 9 to noon meeting. Okay, it's a 3-hour meeting, so you're going to have a couple of breaks, right? So you can go from 9:05 after you give everybody the welcome, and you state the purpose, and you do the agenda, right? And then at 9:05, you can go until 10 o'clock, and you can have a 10-minute break until 10:10. And then you can go from 10:10 until 10:30 and finish topic one. And topic one can end at 10:30. And then you can start topic two at 10:30 without a break in between them. You don't have to have a topic break at every meeting break. On the other hand, that is certainly fine if you want to do that. But we think that when people do that, oh, topic one to topic two, and there's always a break in between them, that's artificially saying this topic is the same amount of time as that topic, right? We think start with what your topics take. And if one takes an hour and a half, well, then give a break at 50 minutes. Do 50 minutes and a 10-minute break, and then do another 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think people are perfectly comfortable with the breaks being 5 to 10 minutes off in terms of the start, if they know they're getting breaks every hour because they can see it on the agenda.
Exactly. Yeah, you could do an hour and then do, say, 9 to 10, and then 10 to 10, 10, have a break, and then do 10, 10 to 11, 10, and then have a break from 11, 10 to 11, 20. And then let's say you were going to 1 o'clock or something, you'd go 11, 20 to 12, 20, and you have a break from 12:20 to 12:30. And you've had a break about every hour, right? And yet now you're starting your next agenda topic at the bottom of the hour. That's fine, yeah, as long as they see it. And of course, that means following the effective meeting rules, which is posting the agenda, make sure everybody knows what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a great one for those of you who really, really don't want to do breaks. You kind of know you got to do it, but you really just want to drive through. In the morning, you can cheat a little bit, right?
Yeah, you can do morning breaks 90 minutes apart. When you apply the one break per hour rule, everything runs more smoothly, right? But if you are doing a longer meeting, a half day or an all day or three-quarter day, whatever, you can cheat a little bit. The general rule is every 60 minutes, and we'd normally leave it at that. But we've learned, after presenting in all-day sessions, leading all-day meetings for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, if you keep the 60-minute rule in your head, you can get away with scheduling breaks every 90 minutes during the morning. Attendees are more energetic in the morning. They can tolerate longer times in between. But I got to tell you, there's a caution. If you extend the 90-minute special morning rule into the afternoon, things are going to deteriorate really quickly after that first break, during that first break after lunch. Any benefit you got from the time not spent in breaks is going to be wasted.
Yeah, so you can't start a meeting at 11:30 and call it a morning meeting and go 4 hours and use the 90-minute rule.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah. Look, if you want, if you're having an all-day meeting, give everybody 90 minutes between breaks in the morning, but only in the morning. Now, look, we don't do that, okay? We're just saying you can. We want to give you all the possible rules. This is why sometimes manager tools cast are longer, because we want you to understand what to do. We also understand why we do it, and we want you to know what people who do it a lot have learned from their experiences. And you know, again, as we said earlier, you don't need to break your material naturally at a break, right? You don't need to go topic one, break topic two. You can be halfway through an hour's worth of topic, and you can have a 10-minute break. We don't see any loss of energy or loss of comprehension around ideas or decisions when we break in the middle of a particular agenda item. Too many training guidelines. You should take breaks at the top of the hour, and you should break topics at the hour and so on. That's dumb. Some topics take longer, but humans take breaks every hour. And so if you want to go to 90 minutes, that's okay. But that doesn't mean you have to adjust how much time you spend in a given topic. Topics last as long as they need to last.
Exactly. And just to reiterate, afternoon breaks are best left to 60 minutes apart. I mean, don't mess around here. Don't extend the morning 90-minute breaks into the afternoon. Don't think you can just rush everyone to the end of the day by skipping a late afternoon break. It doesn't work.
Yeah, don't believe people. I tell you, presentations particularly are about the audience, but meetings have to have a leader. Don't believe your audience when they say, no break, no break, no break, just go. Because they don't really have the energy. They just want to be done. They're not managing their energy around your meeting. They're managing their energy around everything they have to do that day. And they're thinking about time. And time is not the problem here. It's energy and effectiveness. Time management is solved by agenda, and energy management is solved by breaks.
Okay. So, dude, we've seen this done before. We've done it. I almost hate to bring this up because some people, this will be a little small needle, eye of a needle that somebody will try to drag their camel through. But you can go 2 hours in the morning if your group is moving around.
Yeah, you can, right? In the show notes, if you're a premium content subscriber, right? Detailed show notes, you can go 2 hours in the morning. And this is just a case of us trying so hard to meet everyone who's listening where they live rather than just saying, this is the way you have to do it. The general rule is 60 minutes. If you follow that, you're golden. In the morning, you can go 90 minutes and energy will probably be fine. And if the other change we've discovered is if you've got a group moving around, if they're doing introductions, if they're doing small groups, if they're practicing, if they're brainstorming teams in different areas of the room and so on, groups can actually go 2 hours in the morning and be fine from an energy perspective. Now look, we say it because we've experienced it. We've seen it done, and we've seen it done well. And we don't want people going, oh, wait, you said an hour, but at your meetings or at other meetings I go to, 2 hours is okay. Yeah, and that's because people are moving around. We urge you, don't abuse this. Don't lecture for the 2 hours leading up to lunch. If you have a meeting starting at 8 and going till noon, and in the first 2 hours, everybody's moving around, and then from 10 to noon, you lecture straight through. That's not what we mean. We mean in the 2 hours that you don't give a break if people are moving around. So don't lecture for the 2 hours leading up to lunch and say, well, they were moving around from 8 to 10. The only time you can stretch to 2 hours is when they're moving around, not before or after.
Well, folks, it did run a little bit longer than we had anticipated, so we'll stop right there and we'll finish this one up next week. In the meantime, have a great week. So long.